Support for Talking Art on WVIK comes from the people at Quad City Bank and Trust, helping the local community with their banking and financial needs for more than 20 years. Information is at qcbt.com.
This is Carolyn Martin, and I'm talking art today with Madison Brady, Lila Tidal, and Caitlin Wood. Local high school musicians will be performing on stage at the Adler Theater with the touring show Beatles vs. Stones, a musical showdown this coming Tuesday, October 20th. Good morning to you all.
Hi.
Good morning.
Now, your string quartet was invited to play with the touring show at the Adler, which is quite a compliment to your musical abilities. How do you feel about your upcoming performance?
I'm really excited. I can't wait to perform. Being in this whole pandemic, I haven't had the chance to perform in such a long time. So being able to do something this big is just, it's so exciting, and I just can't wait.
I agree with Caitlin. I think this is a really great opportunity, and I'm super excited to be able to perform with Beatles versus Stones. And like she said, you know, we haven't been able to get up and perform in such a long time. So this is going to be a really great experience.
I'll second both of them. I am also very excited. It's been so long since I've performed also. We've all had our opportunities stripped away from us, but being able to perform with the Beatles versus Stones is going to be so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Now, the premise of the show is a competition between two tribute bands, Abbey Road and Satisfaction. And you are all in high school right now. When do you remember first hearing music from the Beatles and from the Rolling Stones?
I can't like pinpoint a certain time, but I mean, my mom has always had just a couple of Beatles songs and Rolling Stones just in like her playlist. So I've I wouldn't say like grown up like just listening to them, but I've definitely heard it around and gotten kind of familiar with both of them.
Yeah, I can't remember a specific time really either that I first heard one of their songs, but I do remember that I was at this music camp over the summer, and I used to go every single summer. It was so much fun. And for our finale, our final performance in front of all the parents and everything, they had us play Eleanor Rigby, and I absolutely loved that song. It sounded so cool. I think we had like an electric violin playing along with us. So, yeah.
Well, it sounds like such a fun show. The bands play vintage instruments and wear period style clothing from the 60s and 70s. And I'm just curious, how are you being incorporated into the program specifically?
We're mainly the background music, but it's in a way that we can accompany them so that not only do they have like the main part, but we can also show our talents and be able to add that extra flair to it to make it even better than it was before.
And how many songs will you be performing?
We are doing 7 songs. The songs we're performing are Hey Jude, Yesterday, Eleanor Rigby, Gimme Shelter, Ruby Tuesday, A Day in the Life, and Hello Goodbye. And we're doing every single one of those on that Tuesday night on October 20th.
So 2 of the songs actually are Rolling Stones songs. Do you have a favorite one that you'll be performing?
Honestly, I like them all. I feel like they're all just really fun. But I feel like, in my opinion, my personal favorite to like just play as a group is probably Eleanor Rigby, just because I like, it's just like really simple, but it's also really, really neat.
I'm going to have to agree with Caitlin there and say that mine is also Eleanor Rigby. I don't know. It's just a lot of fun. And I'm really excited to hear how it sounds when we finally get up there and get to play with them.
While I agree with them that Eleanor Rigby is a lot of fun to play, I personally really like Yesterday and Hello Goodbye, just because they're more calming, more laid back, and I also have a lot more fun with those.
Are certain pop or contemporary songs more amenable to being played by a string quartet, or are most songs adaptable? I was curious about that.
So when it comes to playing contemporary music compared to like when you play classical or just some of the older songs just on normal string instruments, personally I've seen that when you play pop songs, they're transposed in a way that it's not the same key. Even that's probably for copyright reasons or something like that. But it almost makes it seem like it's a little unfamiliar. Even though you can still play in the same way, it's actually a lot of an easier piece to play than most of the classical stuff, because most of those have more in-depth music theory hardness to it. So I think personally, contemporary music, pop music's a lot more fun to play, even if it's not in the correct key. I haven't analyzed these specifically, but I've just noticed that in previous pop songs I've played, it is a little bit different.
You're all members of the Quad City Youth Symphony. What are the requirements to get into that program, and can you describe what your experience has been like with them?
For me, I joined my sophomore year, so last year I auditioned. For the audition, you have to prepare a solo. They give you an excerpt that you have to learn, and then there's like 4 3-octave scales that you have to play. And yeah, I joined last year, and it's just been so much fun because I just love playing in orchestra at school, but I knew like I just wanted to do more. I've always been someone who just wants to go above and beyond and just do all that I can, because especially music, because it's all that I do and I just love it so much. So like being able to play in this amazing youth symphony, it was just like, oh my gosh, this is so cool, because I don't get this kind of experience just at my high school and my little orchestra there. So like doing this, it's just like the next level, and it's so amazing because everyone's just so talented.
Adding on to that, yeah, the Youth Symphony really provides a way for musicians as professional as us to be in something that's a little more challenging. Like Caitlin said, that our high schools usually don't challenge us enough because it's of all levels and people who are just beginning and who are a little bit more experienced like us. So the symphony does provide a way for us to get that in-depth challenge, which is really, really awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with them. Youth Symphony has been an amazing experience. I joined a couple years ago, and I mean, not only is it a challenge, but it's also a lot of fun because I've met so many new people from all around the Quad Cities and even farther out than that. They're all super talented musicians. And also, Youth Symphony is a great way for me to like be able to play at different types of concerts. Like, we usually do this thing in the spring where fourth graders will come and listen to us, and they get to like look at all the different instruments. And we try to say, oh, you should join orchestra. And that's always been one of my favorite things about Youth Symphony, is being able to encourage younger kids to start in music. So yeah, it's been a great opportunity to also do things like that.
How often do you get together and practice, and where do you congregate? And have you been meeting together since the pandemic began, or has it been virtual?
We began rehearsing quite a while ago, actually. We meet on Sundays for about half hour, 45 minutes, to play through our songs, figure out what we need to work on as a group. Then we go home and we work on stuff individually. We have been meeting in person with masks, trying to stay socially distant, being as cautious as we can. We haven't been able to meet virtually really, because sometimes it's hard with quartets to be able to have all of us play at the same time when we're trying to do it over a computer, and also to hear each other with that. So yes, we've been in person, and it's once a week.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been playing your individual instruments?
I've been playing since fourth grade. So this is my 9th year playing cello. I play a few different instruments such as trumpet, mellophone, and French horn, but cello is my primary, and that's what I play in the quartet.
Mm-hmm. And that's Madison Brady. Lila, what do you play?
I play violin, and I've been playing that since about the end of first grade. So I'd say like 9.5 years now, around there.
Mm-hmm. And I should say, ask too, which high school are you attending?
I attend Pleasant Valley High School.
The other violin player is Tifan, who unfortunately was not able to join us today, but she's from Pleasant Valley as well. And then lastly, Caitlin.
Yeah, I go to North Scott. And I've been playing the viola since 7th grade, so this is my 5th year now.
I think it's really fun to hear just how the four of you have come together. Because the four of you, as a quartet, were brought together for this specific event, I believe, right? Or did you exist as a quartet prior to this this upcoming Adler show?
No, our conductor of Youth Symphony reached out to each of us over the summer and asked if we wanted to participate in this. And yeah, we all agreed. So here we are.
And the youth ensemble director is?
Ernesto Estagribia.
He's been with the Quad City Symphony for a while. What is he like to work with?
Oh my gosh, he is the best ever. He's so much fun, and he just has so much energy and is just so passionate about music, and he really pushes us all to be our best.
Mm-hmm. Which is such a necessary requirement, really, I think, working with youth in particular. It's unusual to have a concert. I think everyone's excited to have something coming up that they can actually attend. Do you know what safety precautions the Adler Theater is enforcing in order to have this performance indoors? Are they selling fewer seats? Do you know how that works?
From my knowledge, I think they're selling in pods, either in twos or fours. So people can buy either two seats or four seats, depending on how many people they have attending. Additionally, masks are going to be required because we're still in the middle of a pandemic and still want to be safe. But, of course, we're having a concert, so we want everyone to have fun, even though we are in this pandemic.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Quad City Symphony Orchestra recently held the Riverfront Pops concert, and while it was outdoors, they also sold tickets in pods, which were physically spaced apart, and it seemed an effective way to be able to have the performance still. And, you know, the COVID-19 pandemic has changed our lives in so many ways, and the arts and cultural events have been disproportionately affected by it. What's been the most challenging for you personally living through this time?
For me, it's just been really difficult because I just love to perform and like play music and make music with other people and just be around other people, and just not having that for, what's it been, 6 months now, has been pretty difficult. So, I mean, finally being able to go to symphony and have this quartet, it just honestly means a lot to me. Because, I mean, I didn't really know how much I would miss it until it was gone.
I feel like that in all aspects, whether it be musically, academically, mentally, physically, etc., everyone's hit in some way. And with this pandemic, I know musically, all of us have been taken away of our concerts. I haven't had a concert since March, and I know basically that's everyone here. And academically, it's hard in school because we're only in a hybrid, because we're half online, half in person. It's been a tough year, that's for sure. But having this concert, being able to sway back into things, or at least nudge a little bit so we can get past this, is going to be, it's like an open door, hopefully, to the next era.
I think the hardest thing for me has really been not being able to see my friends, because I had gotten so used to, you know, going to school every day, being able to talk to everybody, being able to play my instrument in person. And now we've all had to adapt to this and work out how to do things virtually. And I mean, it's nice to be able to have rehearsals online or, you know, FaceTime my friends, but it's not necessarily the same thing. So, I mean, yeah, this quartet is really nice because we are actually able to rehearse in person. And yeah, we wear masks and we do social distancing, but it's great to be able to finally play with people again.
Mm-hmm. It sounds like a rare opportunity to be able to perform and do something really joyful, because the loss of joy, I think, is really palpable now. There is this community around music and art that we've lost in a way. I know it will be back, but I think it's really beautiful thinking about you all being on stage for that reason, particularly now. Being in a quartet, what do you think are some of the misperceptions people might have about playing in that classical format?
I feel like some people just kind of think of it as maybe something boring, or like it's only meant for like a background noise kind of, and that, I don't know, we only play like classical music or nothing super fun. But I mean, honestly, it's like definitely not that. It's so much fun. It's so nice to like be in a small group of people. And it, honestly, I feel like it just takes a lot more skill to play in a quartet, because you have to hold your own part individually and learn how to balance and play pretty much perfectly in tune and just really like work together as a team.
Yeah, I would have to agree with Caitlin and say that people may think, oh, well, yeah, they just play classical music. I'm hoping that something like this, where it's a traveling tour, they're going all over, hopefully it'll show some worth to what a quartet can do outside of just being classical music, that we can do so much more and be with pop, and hopefully that'll expand some of the knowledge people have and even some appreciation.
Well, Madison Brady, Lila Tidal, and Caitlin Wood, thank you so much for talking today, and best of luck at your upcoming performance.
Uh-huh. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
The Beatles versus Stones, a musical showdown, is coming this Tuesday, October 20th, to the Adler Theater in Davenport. Socially distanced pods for 2 or 4 people are available for purchase, and COVID protocols will be in place. Tickets can be obtained online through the Adler Theater box office or at Ticketmaster.com. Don't miss the opportunity to hear this Quad City Youth Symphony Quartet on stage. This has been Carolyn Martin, talking art in the Quad Cities for WVIK.